This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hundreds of thousands of Iranians took to the streets of Tehran Monday to mourn top general Qasem Soleimani at his funeral, even as Iranian officials vowed to exact revenge against the United States for the drone attack that killed him. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei wept as he prayed over Soleimani's flag-draped coffin and those of five other people killed in the U.S. strike outside the Baghdad airport late last week. U.S. President Donald Trump ordered the attack. Black-clad Iranians carried anti-American signs and portraits of the 62-year-old Soleimani. He was the commander of the Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force. As they marched, the mourners chanted "Death to America" and "Death to Israel." The United States has blamed Soleimani for killing American troops in Iraq and plotting new attacks they claim posed an imminent threat. U.S. officials have not elaborated on the nature of that threat. France, Britain, and Germany have called on Tehran to respect the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers and refrain from violence. In a joint statement, the three signatories of the nuclear deal emphasized the importance of scaling back tensions in Iraq and Iran and reasserted their resolve to fight the Islamic State group. A day earlier, Iran had said it would no longer abide by any of the restrictions set down in the nuclear accord amid mounting tensions with the United States. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Monday he would testify at President Donald Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate subpoenas him. His testimony could give Democrats key information about Trump's efforts to get Ukraine to take actions that would benefit Trump politically. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.